We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Craig Kishon, you can follow him on the pre and post during the games. Fox Sports Wisconsin, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As always, Craig, a pleasure. How are you?
Hey, Craig.
I'm very well. How are you boys doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. Now, you know, we're just mulling over this Keston Hira deal, getting sent down to AAA. I think we all kind of knew this was happening. What do you think the organization's, by bringing up Shaw and giving him another crack at it, what do you think their way of thinking is here?
Well, you know, I think when you look at this, you know, the most obvious thing stands out on the headline that, you know, Shaw's coming back. But I think, you know, the sub-headline should be Jesus Aguilar also remains. And I think part of this story should really include the fact that both of these guys heading into the month of June are still getting a chance to be who they were, you know, in the last year or two. And I think that's exactly what the team is doing right now. They're basically saying to these two guys, their corner infielders, this is probably your last chance to stay on this club right now, because if you don't start hitting, you don't start producing, there won't be room for you down the stretch. I mean, through everything that's happened in the first 3 months of this season, one way or the other, this team is in place going into their June 4th game and has the second best record in the National League, and you know, they have a little bit of a comfort zone because of that, right? These guys a final chance to produce, and what better way to go into the final 3 months and to have, you know, Travis Shaw to hit like we know he can, and the same for Jesus Aguilar right now. So pressure's on these guys, and you know, the pressure was never on Hero when he came up. He just came up and did his thing. He probably knew at some point he was going to go back down when Shaw was ready, but you know, pressure's on the major leaguers who have been there before. And they've got to figure it out, and they know that.
Talking with Craig Kishon, Fox Sports Wisconsin, you can catch them pretty much every game. They'll have that on their airwaves for the Brewers. As far as how much of a leash they get, do you think that the Brewers, do you think that they have a timeline? Like, we got to see Aguilar do this in this amount of time or Shaw in this amount of time? Because I think you're trying to do all these things, and you're trying to keep the roster as large as possible with having 25 up here, but really having the 40 and using that to your advantage. But you're also competing for the NL Central crown again to win the division, to get that buy into the playoffs, to try to get to where you were last year. I think this is a move, Craig, that's easier to justify maybe if you're not competing than if you are. How much of a leash do you think the Brewers will go into this for Shaw and Zeus?
Well, I mean, that's part of that $64,000 question, but you know, really good points. But you know, we're at the point of the season too, where they have about 6 or 7 weeks to decide what to do with this roster as a whole before the trade deadline at the end of July. And this is a little bit different scenario for all the clubs now, as the rule changes. You can't make any more trades for your club after that July 31st trade deadline anymore. And so they have a lot more to think about now than maybe they would throughout the month of August. So that luxury's out the window. So I would say, you know, your leash right now is, you know, bottom line is you just have to produce. And I don't think, you know, if the club starts, you know, not offensively producing on a consistent basis, and these guys have something to do with that, then you have to take a, you know, a really strong look at what's going on and how to make some changes, you know, from that standpoint. But, you know, winning cures everything, but these guys have to produce. There's no question about that. And I think their window, you know, to me might be just this next 3 or so weeks, whatever's left in the month of June, and or sooner, and see what happens, because then, you know, the Brewers have to start looking in July at how to improve this roster. I mean, they're continuing to do that. We all know that. But, you know, do they need to add, you know, a frontline starting pitcher somehow? Do they make a trade with current major league players right now? Aguilar obviously doesn't have options, but he's tradable if he starts hitting and they feel comfortable doing something else at first base. But, you know, that's how I look at the leash anyway. The leash is relatively short in a matter of, you know, probably a few weeks for these guys.
Do you think they're still mystified as to why Yelich Cain hasn't turned it around at all?
Yeah, I think that's probably, you know, a mystery at this point for sure. You know, I mean, he's been around the league for a long time, and you know, he hasn't had these kind of results, you know, that have been this bad. So, you know, obviously this injured list, you know, with the back issue is going to give him a chance to, you know, just completely stop for a few days and reset. And, you know, clubs do different things with players, whether they're young or they're veterans and been around. They'll do everything they possibly can to help this guy. I mean, look what he did for them last year down the stretch. You need veteran pitching to carry your club. And, you know, this you know, starting rotation it's almost stunning from when we saw it on opening day compared to where it is right now and who's producing and who's your frontline guys and that type of thing right now. So it's still a work in progress. And what we see right now is obviously going to be different moving forward starting tomorrow when Jimmy Nelson comes back, because you don't know what you're going to get with him at the major league level right now, having not pitched in nearly 2 years here. Could he be, you know, your big addition? Or, you know, if he can't come through, then, you know, where else do you go from here? So, yeah, Chassin's definitely a mystery, but they're in a good spot right now because they can afford to simply stop and you know, reset him, and hopefully that will do the trick.
What do you think, as we talk to Craig Kishon here, Fox Sports Wisconsin, maybe your expectations and what you think the Brewers' expectations might be on Jimmy Nelson? I mean, this is a guy who for 2 years, I feel bad for him because every time he says he's ready, there's another setback. And then at the on-deck event, he's like, I'm gonna start opening day. And David Stearns is like, oh, boy, what are we going to do with this? But here he is. He's ready to go on Wednesday. I don't think they expect him to come and be the 2017 ace that he was. But you want to talk about the guys that have the chance to figure out if they belong in the big leagues. This is a big moment for the Brewers tomorrow, Craig.
Well, you know, it is, and I don't think the expectations for him, you know, are anything more than to go out and pitch and see what you got. I mean, if he gets blown up, you know, hey, they're going to say that's one start. They're going to evaluate, you know, his arm. They're going to evaluate, you know, his mental aspect, his physical aspect, all that stuff they need to evaluate and say, you know, we're going to put him out there again. He needs another test. Or he could come out tomorrow and pitch four really strong innings, and they're comfortable with that, and they pull him, and then all of a sudden now you've got some real positive things to go with. But I don't think at all, and in fact, since that injury, I don't think this organization at all has put any expectations on Jimmy Nelson's return. I think, A, they were hoping he'd return, and he obviously is in a position to do that now. And B, let's just see what you got. I don't think really beyond that, it's pretty simple with him. He's healthy enough. He's returned. He's got a tremendous ambition and goal to succeed. We've all seen that. And now let's go out and see what he can do tomorrow night. So, you know, if he's a bonus, great. They'll take it. If it doesn't work out, you know, they have to move on.
Yeah. I think I'm waiting for this team just to get on a little bit of a roll. They haven't really done that since early in the season. They've been playing some good ball. They're still in first place. But I'm telling you, like, a big-time roll. The Cubs haven't really been on that roll yet, and neither are the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, really, in the National League, really the Dodgers are about the only team that's been, you know, really hot. And there's a separation right now between the Dodgers and everyone else in the National League. But then you look at who your division leaders are right now, and you know, look at what they've gone through. And, you know, the Brewers have, you know, had to deal with some nagging injuries to some guys. They've had to deal with some failures, obviously, with some guys, whether it's pitchers or, or position players, and so those things kind of take away the ability to get hot. I mean, you know, getting hot means everyone's producing at an above average level right now, and I think collectively, in a long stretch of games, it obviously hasn't happened with this club yet. But you know, it's still amazing to me to again say here we are on June 4th and this club's in first place, and so you have to look deep into the guts of this organization and say, you know, they've got the right makeup, they've got a lot of right people. It's just putting them in place at the right times to either fill gaps or, you know, to go out there and do your thing, man. You know, let's see what happens, I guess, moving forward. But I still really like where this organization is going, and they haven't made, you know, any potential moves yet. I mean, I think there's a move or two to make here before, you know, before the end of July, that's for sure.
Craig, you've been maybe at Miller Park a little less this summer than in years past because of the work that you were doing with the Bucks and covering that team. And we saw them go up 2-0, and then very quickly it seemed like that series ended in favor of the Raptors. You've covered, you know, Wisconsin sports a long time. So, all the agony that we talk about the Brewers getting so close, the Bucks getting so close, the Packers, the Badgers even. Like, for Wisconsin sports fans, what advice do you have for fans that, you know, keep on rooting for these teams even though they continually let you down? And I'm almost asking you to give me advice because, man, this is getting exhausting. We get so close and then no title.
Well, I hear where you're coming from, man, and I feel your pain because, like you said, I've been in the state my whole life, and I've had the luxury of covering, you know, these teams for, 19 years now, these two specific teams for Fox Sports. And just to be – I look at it this way. Just to look and see what has transpired from the end of May of 2018 to now, it's been nonstop. You know, high performance, high energy, high entertainment. It's been a really, really fun ride that these two teams have put this city on, especially in Milwaukee. And you just have to look at that and enjoy it. I mean, part of sports is, yes, you want to win a championship, but, you know, the large part of sports is enjoying the ride. And, you know, when it comes down to the, you know, the final, you know, playoff runs for these teams, whether it's October or it's May or June, I mean, a whole season and a whole, you know, level of enjoyment is comes down to a day or two or a 3-hour span. And it's sometimes hard to get over that when they don't win it. But bottom line is, look where they got. And I really believe that, you know, the Brewers are here to stay, and I really believe the Bucks are here to stay as well. You know, the challenges for both teams are to continue to find, you know, the right fit players. I mean, you just can't go out and pluck players and put them in these organizations. You got to find the right fit. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But continuing to do that, and I really think when you look deep, you got to believe in the game plan that they've put together and the blueprint that they've helped organize for these franchises. And I really believe that, you know, there's plenty left out there and there's still opportunities because, you know, especially with the Bucks at this point, if you have Giannis on your team and you find that second right fit for him, I'm not sure that second right fit has been there yet, but if you really find that second right fit for him, I say look out.
Craig, appreciate the time. As always, we will see you at the ballpark. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks for having me, guys. See you later.
Craig Kishon joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. I nearly followed up with a Middleton question, but I think that... If you want to listen to our Middleton conversations, we put all our shows on demand, right?
What'd you want to ask about Middleton?
Well, he said that he didn't think that there was a second right fit yet.
Oh, he left the door open on that one, yeah. He said that you don't think Middleton is a... We kind of alluded to Middleton. Yeah. We'll find out here in the next couple of weeks.
It matters what John Horst thinks.
Yeah.
Which apparently he's going to join us on the show soon.
Next week. efforting him, sure. We're going to get him on.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us exactly what he's going to do with Chris Middleton.
He's going to tell us every move.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us why he cut Christian Wood for Paul Gasol.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us why Coach Bud didn't play DJ Wilson or Tony Snell in the playoffs. And well
that's not, yeah, that's not his, that's Bud's decision on that one, though.
Well, if you're a GM, you call down to your coach, say, I need you to play my guy.
Oh, no, no, the coach is going to play who he wants to play. The GM's not going to say, well, you got to play this guy. I mean, it's like George Steinbrenner here. No, I mean, that's why Bud is there. But if Bud is going to, if the GM is going to tell Bud who to play, Bud's going to be like, there ain't nobody going to want to play for Hurst. You know, he's a horse isn't going to hire anybody if a horse is telling him. No, the GM, he controls the players, and they work together. But, you know, Bud knows way more about basketball than anybody in that organization.
Do you like the NBA right now?
Yeah, I like it. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
Do you like baseball right now?
Yes.
Do you like football?
Sure.
Do you think, like, it used to be better back then?
No, I'm not one of those guys.
You're not?
No.
Because I want to, we put this up on...
I think it's been fine all along.
Well, we put this up on Facebook and Twitter as far as what the best... Are we in the best era of any sport?
In our city or...
Just
overall.
Of the sport.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of complaining. You know, the NFL, a lot of people are complaining about the way that penalties are called. The NBA, people complain that the season's too long and boring. The MLB, people complain that it's, you know, watered down, is not as good as it used to be.
Let's go over the big three.
We'll do that.
We'll do that next.
So we'll go over NBA, NFL, and MLS.
Soccer, of course. I knew you were going to say it. Predictable. Right? I got you figured out, Winkler. I knew you were going to drop that on me. I know what your next move is going to make before you even make it. I got you figured.
Just do your whatever.
I got you figured.
Come on.
I knew it.
Leave me alone.
Baseball team is back home. Great grilling out weather at Miller Park. And you need to stop at Robert's Specialty Meats.
God, I hate the MLS, though, dude. I hate it.
Oh, I just hate when you mention it. I hate when, like, oh, we're talking about the big sports, and you're like, oh, we're talking about soccer.
Ooh. Well, they keep expanding the league.
Keep going back and forth on that, and I say, oh, soccer sucks.
You can't draw more than 3,000 in Chicago. Yeah, you're buying five more teams. It's a Ponzi scheme. Go ahead.
I don't know anything about it, so spitting in the wind there.
Yeah.
Robert's Specialty Meats, tailgating at Miller Park, perfect Robert's Specialty Meats and Robert's Ribs on a Stick. Man, the ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in that good old tangy barbecue sauce. How about the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and the barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry flavors? Man, Robert's Specialty Meats, the hand-cut steaks, the beef brisket burgers, the half-pound beef brisket burgers, or any one of their flavored burgers. Man, they are gourmet style. And I'll tell you, they got everything there for you. The steaks, the brats, 30 varieties of sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage. Hey, man, if you were at a golf outing, you know what that Al Capone Italian sausage is about. It's just bursting with zesty flavor. Call them today, 262-549-MEAT, for the best selection. Reserve your order, or better yet, stop on out. Paul and his staff, wonderful customer service, very friendly. They'll tell you how to grill this stuff up. It's all good to go. Man, Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive. Hey, they aren't predictable at all. But what is predictable is their customer service and their good quality meats, high quality meats, at Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of town in Waukesha. For the best of meats, for all your grilling out this entire summer, and for this week with all the sports on TV, get some good old-fashioned grilling out to go along with it. It's Robert's Specialty Meats, Sunset Drive in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.